I've just had a lovely evening hanging out with one of my new friends. You come to a new place, as I am here in Berlin, and if you're open to experiences, you never know who you're going to meet, who's going to come into your life. And if you're very, very lucky, from time to time in your life, you meet somebody new. And when you meet them, you don't know whether they're going to be in your life transiently, just for a short while, hours, days, months, or whether they're going to be in your life for years. You don't know. You just don't know. And some of them confound you. Some of them you look back on and you resonate with and you go, wow, I've known that person for 20 years. You've got people in your life like that? I'm sure you have. I'm sure there are people in your life who you've known for decades. And at the time, when you look back, maybe you thought, maybe you didn't, that you'd know them 20 years later. Well, I was hanging out with this lovely person tonight, chatting about things, and can't help but wonder if I'll know her in 20 years' time. One of the things we were talking about was when you get to the end of your life, when it's all over, when it's all done and dusted, when there's nothing left, they say that you'd leave it all behind. And I don't believe that. I'm not saying that you go to heaven. I'm not saying that you know, there's this consciousness that goes somewhere else. I'm not saying that at all. But you do take one thing with you. You take one thing with you when you go. And that's your memories, your experiences. They go with you. Not so much they're in a place where you are, because who knows where you go, but they're no longer here. And I think it's a shame that those memories, those experiences are lost. And it has been done where they've done surveys talking to people as their life ends, and they say that the most profound things in their life are the experiences they have with other people. Their family, their friends, their comrades, the people they shared those extraordinary experiences of their life. They're the most important things of their life. And as life ebbs away, they're the things that they consider more than the money, more than the fame, more than those riches and things that we think are important. It's the relationships. And relationships are often wrapped up in experiences. And as I sat in this restaurant tonight, having this really wonderful relationship and conversation, I wondered, would this be another one of those friendships that I'll still have and cherish in 20 years' time? It doesn't matter. What does matter is I've had the experience tonight. And it's been wonderful. And I'm sure that I will remember it